This is We've Got Issues from Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look into the issues people are talking about in northern Michigan. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. In Michigan, kids struggle to learn to read. Nearly 70% of students reach the fourth grade without being proficient in reading, according to national standards. Governor Rick Snyder has said that fixing this problem will be a, quote, overwhelming task. But Republicans have a solution in mind. Hold back more third graders. Teachers call that retention. The Republican bill, which has already passed the state house, does more than just hold back third graders, though. But the retention part of the legislation is frustrating educators.
Because retention isn't actually proven to be by research to be an effective strategy. In fact, it's proven to be ineffective and perhaps detrimental.
That's Erin Sorensen, a teacher at Westwoods Elementary School in Traverse City. She's standing outside her classroom. Sorensen says this bill worries her.
There's a correlation between being retained, especially as students move on in the grades, and the dropout rate.
Inside Mrs. Sorensen's room, it's bright and busy and sort of quiet. Kids are perched on colorful stools and sitting on desks, reading. It's a mixed third and fourth grade class. Right now, kids get to pick what they want to read.
I'm reading something about health. It's helping elephants treat cancer.
Wow. And what was your name again?
Lola.
And are you in third grade?
Yes.
Do you like reading?
Yeah. At my conferences, I'm actually really high up in my reading.
Third graders, like Lola, are at a critical point. Teachers say it's the time when students go from learning to read to reading to learn. In other words, after third grade, you're expected to know how to read in all your other subjects. Fall behind now, and maybe you'll never catch up in school. That's what makes the data on reading in Michigan so distressing. Sorensen says there are better solutions than holding kids back. Universal preschool is one, but there are other options too.
Early intervention, so identifying students who do have some trouble with reading and putting interventions in place early as possible.
The bill would provide more early intervention for students. For instance, schools would have to come up with a personalized assistance program for each student who's fallen behind. Some teacher groups in Michigan initially supported the legislation. So did a number of Democrats in Lansing, but that support disappeared when the retention portion was added. Representative Amanda Price says people shouldn't focus on that piece of it.
This is not a bill about retaining kids and having them do exactly the same thing over and over again. It's a combination of assessing and intervening. And then if they are retained in third grade, they'll be given a different teacher, a highly effective teacher, and more interventions.
Price means if kids do third grade over again, it won't just be a do-over. There'll be plenty of additional help. Only kids who are a full grade level behind would be held back, and there are even some exceptions then. Price is the primary sponsor of the legislation. She says retention would be a last resort.
When you look at the statistics over long-term periods of time, kids who can't read at that critical third grade level will drop out of high school much more frequently. And so they really need this piece to be in place by the time they transition on to fourth grade.
Holding students back is not popular, but it does happen. Colleen Klopsik's daughter did the third grade over again just last year. Klopsik lives in Traverse City. Her daughter had fallen behind so far in reading that she was getting teased.
I hate to say it, but that child did tell us that other children had identified her as, in their eyes, not being so smart, and they would say things to her.
Klopsik's daughter was getting extra help from the school. There was early intervention. But Klopsik and her husband felt holding their daughter back was the best option available. So they did.
We decided to go against popular trend and current research. And it's been a wonderful experience for both her and us. Her self-esteem has flourished. She took a whole year to just work on the basics.
Klopsik's daughter is a fourth grader this year and doing fine in reading. Holding her back seems to have worked. But Klopczyk is skeptical about the bill. She says she doesn't believe in blanket policies.
I feel that each situation is unique, and I think parents, students, and teachers should all be a part of the decision that's best for their family.
This legislation is currently bottled up in the state Senate. New data on how third graders are doing in reading in Michigan is expected soon, and it's based on the state's newest measure of achievement, the M-STEP test. The state is expected to release those numbers soon. You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.